Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got so much college foosball today to discuss. Missouri and Vanderbilt, Kansas and Kansas State. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by one of my favorite people in the media, Matt Tate. He covers the Jayhawks. Matt, how are you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Matt, I have to ask you this question. We have been asking everybody this for the last couple of weeks. There is a word that everybody struggles with spelling. My word is inconvenience. Or convenience, excuse me. I cannot spell convenience. I guess inconvenience, I struggle with that one too. What's your word? What is the word that you struggle with that you can't spell?
I don't like talking about it as a writer. It doesn't make sense to tell you that, but I will. It's the words that have the double letters that I can't keep straight, like broccoli or vacuum. I two C's, two U's, two C's, two L's. I don't know. I don't know as I'm sitting here telling you this. So I think that qualifies, right?
Okay, no, absolutely. Whatever your word is, no, I appreciate it. All right, let's just get this out of the way because I know Rob is going to, like, ask him. I got to ask you about Darren Peterson. I have never seen Rob this excited about a basketball prospect. You operate in these circles. You talk to people about him. I saw Greg Gurley when I saw you at the KU game against Fresno State. Gurley told me that he's the best freshman that they have ever had. You have been covering Kansas basketball for a long time. Have you seen this hype? It feels like the most hype prospect since Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does, and I think he's so deserving, not only because of his talent and his skills. I mean, you know, you've heard maybe the comparisons between him and Kobe, and not Kobe the killer that we all know as the, you know, MVP of the league and the Lakers, but just the mindset, right? Sort of the Mamba mentality thing. I mean, for me, when you look at Darren, that's what it's all about, man. It's all about the fact that this guy, like a lot of these great freshmen that KU has had, and there have been a lot of them, they've still come to Lawrence and shown up on campus and been like, man, I'm a kid. I'm going to do college, and I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to jack around a little bit, and then I'm going to ball, and I'm going to do whatever. Darren's here for one reason, and that's to work and to ball out and to get better and to be the best player he can. I'm not saying he's not having fun, but that's fun for him. And so when you throw that mindset and that approach onto talent that's as good as they've ever recruited at any position, yeah, you're talking about easily the best player they've had as a freshman. And I say that, and a lot of people say that, knowing that doesn't mean he's going to be 30 and 12 and 8 every night, right? Like, he's still going to have nights where, whether it's something the other team does to take him out of this or that, or he just doesn't knock down shots, he's still going to have some nights where he's, you know, not amazing. But I think he has way more amazing nights coming than he has average nights. And I think he's going to be every bit as much as he's been hyped up to be. I think the dude is just, he's just got it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't even really know what realistic expectations are now at this point. And maybe this is just from being around Rob. Like, I asked Rob, what does he think he can be? He told me John Wall. It was the answer that he gave me. Like, he thinks he can be John Wall. That's what I mean. I don't even know what realistic expectations are right now for him.
Right, right. Yeah, that's it's hard. It is hard. I don't hate that one. Now, having said that, John Wall was like everything, right? I mean, he was not only number one pick, but he was killing it at Kentucky, and he was unbelievable, and at times looked like he was unguardable. And I don't think Darren's quite as fast as John Wall. So maybe if you're looking to compare in terms of just pure skills and game, I think maybe he falls a little short there. But could he be the number one pick? Yeah, you bet. Could he be an All-American? You bet. Could he be, you know, the best player on one of the blue blood teams in the country? Yeah, he already is. So, you know, that's not a terrible comparison, but you're right. I mean, I think it's going to be cool to see where he sort of sets the bar for himself right out of the gate, starting with tonight, right? I mean, they have a really good Louisville team in a scrimmage tonight down in Louisville, and it's on the ACC network, so people will get to watch it. And then not far from now, they're playing at Carolina, and then all the real other games start coming. And, you know, it gets real in a hurry. So within, you know, by Thanksgiving, he'll have set whatever that bar is for himself. And then at that point, you base the rest of the season on that. And those are your expectations. So I think he's going to get his shots. I think he's going to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get to his spots. I think he's going to, against most competition, get whatever he wants. He draws an incredible crowd. And the other really cool thing about him is, as much as he'll get shots and he'll get points and he'll get his, he's such a willing passer. He's such a willing team guy that, you know, he's not going to force up jumpers over three people triple teamed or anything like that. I mean, he'll just move the ball and make the right play because, again, he wants to be the best player he can be, and that's part of it. So I think give it 3 weeks before you start worrying about, you know, exactly what to expect, because right now I think – guys like Rob, and there are a million of them out there, I think they're expecting, all right, so he's going to get 50 every night, and he's going to maybe make me cry with something he does at least once every game, right? Like, that's probably where the expectation is right now, and that's fair right now, but let's give it a few weeks and then maybe reset it.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Tate. He covers Kansas, just going through some of their top stories. We got our Darren Peterson portion of the week out. We actually have a segment every week where we let Rob get 2 minutes to talk about Darren Peterson. So we gave you 5 minutes this week, so I'm happy about that. All right, Matt, let's just start with this. It feels like it's time for Lance Leipold. He has checked so many boxes at the University of Kansas. A lot of the progress that they have made as a program, whether it's been on the field or off the field, I think are directly related to Leipold and the kind of coach that he is. There's one major box left unchecked. He's never beat K-State. I think they're the better team. They're at home. They have the better quarterback. It feels like it's time to finally beat K-State.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and people have been saying that. You know, people have been saying that all year. People have been saying that all summer. People have been saying that for the last couple of years, really, because, as you well know, they should have won the last two games. A dropped interception that would have put that one away, 2 years ago, and then last year, if Jalen Daniels doesn't fumble late, they probably went over in Manhattan. And so, you know, there's been, and I'm guilty of it, there's been a lot of talk after those close calls about, well, the gap is narrowed and the gap is closing, and you know, fans get tired of hearing about that, and I understand why, but I also think it's realistic. I mean, I think that's what's happening. The gap is closing, and a lot of the credit for that goes to Lance, but you can't credit a head coach or a program or a quarterback or anybody too much until they actually get the job done. So they got to do it. It is absolutely, I don't want to say now or never, because never is ridiculous, but it certainly feels like the time has arrived, like you just said. They're the better team on paper. I think they are better at multiple positions. K-State's also hurt. They're missing arguably their best player for the game in Dylan Edwards. There's just so many reasons to think that this one lines up in KU's favor, and yet as I'm sitting here, you know, less than 24 hours away from kickoff, I'm still kind of scratching my head going, but why don't I think it's going to be easy? And I think it comes back to the whole thing that we have experienced in the past, you know, those of us who've been around and gray-haired like I am. Like, you know, when KU ripped off 14 consecutive Big 12 title championships in basketball, like, that was the deal, right? It was like, well, they're always going to find a way. They were down two games in the standings with four to go 1 year, I think, and found a way to win a share of it. And it sort of became its own mystique. I think that's what K-State has going with this streak. It's you know, that dropped interception shouldn't have happened. The fumble shouldn't have happened, but there they were. Kansas State walking off the field both of those times with smiles because they just know how to win this game, and that streak is taking on a life of its own. And so you can't disregard that. I think it's hard to look at that as anything tangible, but it's also really hard to say it doesn't exist. I mean, that's a long time. That's a lot of years in a row. And so I do think it has to happen now, and I think if it does, it'll feel great, and KU will be overjoyed, and the fans will love it, especially being at home. If it doesn't, though, I think the feeling of devastation is way bigger than the feeling of euphoria will be if they do get the win. I mean, this will be a really tough one to swallow if they can't get it done.
I was just going to get you out of there with that. I just, from being around Rob, Rob is a season ticket holder. Rob's at all of these games. Rob is KU through and through. Rob will be absolutely devastated if he is walking out of the new stadium and they still can't beat Kansas State. Like, I think K-State needs this game a lot, too, just for bowl eligibility. And this year they've had a down year, so you can still say you've beat Kansas. But just from a mental standpoint, I do think it will set in for a lot of people like Rob. I mean, this is the year to beat K-State. And if Lance couldn't beat them with a six-year quarterback at home in this K-State team, when will we ever beat K-State? That has to set in if they lose.
Fair question. And yeah, it'll weigh heavily on them. And unfortunately for Kansas, man, I think this is a game that's sort of a make or break for the entire season, not just because of the rivalry aspect, but and I say this, and I want to give them credit, because I think over the time that Lance has been in town, they have been incredibly resilient. Good, bad, they bounced back, they flushed last week, and they moved forward, and they've done that, and they've done that, and they've done that. I think if they lose this game, though, I think it's the difference between 5-7 and missing a bowl and 7-5 and being happy as hell. I mean, I just think that you lose this one and the mental blow to your psyche, to your program, to everybody involved, it's going to be a lot to overcome in the immediate, but also in the long term. And then after that, you look and you say, okay, well, Oklahoma State's trash. We got them at home. But after that, can we beat any of these other teams, including a couple on the road? I don't know if they will be willing to or ready to answer that, you know. So I think it's not just a big game to end the streak, and it's not just a big game because it's a rival. I think it's a big game for this season and their chances at a bowl game. I really do.
That is our guy, Matt Tate, joining us on the show today. He covers the Jayhawks. Matt, you're one of my favorite people, man. I'm happy to have you on the show today, man. Really appreciate your time.
Man, thank you for saying that. It means a lot, and you know I'm always happy to come on. So thanks for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.